L-E-D-E-N-E-T.
Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Must be 18 plus. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 100% match on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.
The Burt Show.
If you hadn't heard the news, Jen got engaged to over the weekend. Mm-hmm. And
yes.
She's having some thoughts here about maybe not doing the big old wedding like the first time around.
Well, you know, it's interesting because, because my fiance, that's a weird word, and I have both been married one time before. So we're both approaching this as a second marriage, and it's, you know, very different, a different approach. You know, we have talked about far more things in far more depth than we both did the first time around. You know, you sort of, I don't know, maybe the first time around throw caution to the wind. It's just about love. And it's like, you know, there's a lot more things that come to play.
Well, I guess there's some women history here also. I mean, from what you guys have told us, it's that, I mean, you're planning for that day since you're like 6 years old, you know, the wedding day, finding the right guy, the big fairy tale on the day, and he's going to ride off into the sunset with you on the back of the horse.
Right, and it's happily ever after, and, you know, that's all you have to do is get married, and then everything else falls into place, you know. We're just approaching it very differently, very realistically, and, you know, we've talked about a lot of things and a lot of the pitfalls that you know, come at you when you get married. So so it's interesting that the moment that a woman gets engaged, like over the weekend for me, everyone wants to start talking about your wedding day.
Mm-hmm.
Immediately. You know, what are you going to do? You're going to have a big one? What are your colors going to be? What are you going to wear? Flowers and this and that. And what are you going to do? Are you going to do it in church or in the garden? Is it going to be on the beach? Is it going to be in your hometown, here town? I mean, it is immediately all about the wedding. And, you know, that's not the way that I'm approaching this at all. Like, I couldn't care less about the wedding day. Mm-hmm. I want the marriage.
It's all about the sex.
Right? Well, that too. But, you know, I wanted to be all about our relationship and our marriage and creating a great foundation for having a life together and having a family someday. And all of that stuff is all the important stuff, you know, and finding our church home and, you know, figuring out the way that we want to be in sharing our faith together. I mean, all of those things to me are so important. What flowers I carry on one day. It's just so different in approaching it a second time around.
And that's
you know?
Not to take away from, like, the Joannas of the world that are engaged now and going to be married for the first time, like, in May. It's just different for you.
It's just very, very different. So
yeah, Joanna's got 24 months to think about the very specific flowers she's going to carry.
That's right. And, of course, you want it to be beautiful. You know, of course you want it to be special because it's special for both of you and your families and all that kind of stuff. But it's just a very different approach. So immediately I started talking about eloping because that sort of... Even if we could just tell everyone we're eloping, even if we're not, that keeps everybody off your back.
For some reason, like, I think,
you know, like, hey, we're going to elope, and then nobody asks any other questions, and then we can sort of, like, plan it privately, because I'd like it to be a small event, and you know how it goes with our jobs, and we have lots of friends, and I've lived in this town for about 11 years now, and so it's like... You know, in order to keep it private and small, it may be nice just to tell everybody, you know what, we're going to elope.
Can I officiate?
No.
Oh, no.
I got a mail order thing. I can do it. Swear to God, I can.
It almost feels like there should be a different word. Like, eloping on the first wedding feels so different than just telling people you're getting married just by the two of you. Somewhere on some beach destination, not going to have a lot of people there. It doesn't feel like a real elopement on the second one.
It just feels different?
Yeah, because, like, I think with the first one, if you... There's some anxiety when you go to your parents on the first wedding and you tell them that you're eloping. There's going to be some anxiety there on your parents' part. I think now if you approach your parents and tell them what you're doing, I think they'd probably be pretty cool with it, right?
I mean, maybe. Maybe. They may not be. I mean, I'm sure my family would want to be a part of it. But I'm just thinking about telling everybody that to shut everyone up.
why don't you tell your dad that you're eloping, but he can come and you're going to go to Augusta National? And then he would be thrilled.
He would be all about it.
Palm Springs or some other big golf destination. Yeah. Then he would actually convince your mom. Like, I don't know why you're so worked up. It's fine.
It's a great idea.
Yeah, I think I think that golf course in Scottsdale is an awesome place to elope to.
Pebble Beach.
Hey, yeah. Tracy, good morning. You're on the Burt Show. Hi.
Hey, this is
Tracy. I was just going to tell Jen, you know, I'm married now, and my husband and I only knew each other 10 weeks when we got married, which was crazy in and of itself. But we eloped as well, and it was not my first marriage. And, you know, we're about to celebrate our 18th anniversary. And
awesome.
I think that,
good for you.
Yeah,
that's so cool.
Thank you. And I think when you know that it's right, when you feel that it's right, it doesn't matter if it happens in a grand big old wedding with, you know, several hundred guests, or if it happens in the privacy of the judge's chambers. It really, it's about you and him and starting your life together. And, you know, they're really right when they say that when it's not the first marriage, eloping is not, it's not the same. I mean, it's exactly what you said. It's about starting the marriage, you know? Mm-hmm. So whatever you decide to do, I would just follow your heart. You know what you want. You know, nobody has to convince you or tell you. And it doesn't matter how many of us callers call in and say what we have to say. You already know what you want.
Where did you go?
You're going to love this. I didn't have my divorce papers, and I had to go to this little tiny podunk courthouse in Russell County, Alabama, and the judge's wife had to convince the judge to marry my husband and I. My husband was pale as a sheet, screeching tires out of the parking lot because he thought we were going to get, like, busted for getting married without divorce papers. And we actually went back about 5 years later to confirm that we were married.
That's awesome.
Which is a great story on the second one, but first one, it would have had a completely different tone, right?
It's a nice southern tale.
Yeah. Last time that happened, a judge married somebody when they weren't supposed to. Wasn't the kid like 15 years old?
Right.
Yes.
Woman
in
was
driveway.
His, was a history teacher.
Ooh. Hey, Christian, good morning. You're on the Burt Show. What's going on?
A little close to home, huh?
Hey, I wanted to let Jen know, first of all, congratulations.
Thank you.
My husband and I, we were both on our second marriage, and we didn't want to go through the whole big wedding thing either. Mm-hmm. And so what we did was we went to Hawaii, just the two of us, and we had a private wedding. And then when we came back, we had a celebration for our friends and our family.
That's a great idea.
Just wonderful.
What would your parents think about that if it was just the two of you and they were sort of left out of everything?
As long as we tell my mother that we're going to have children someday, she does not care. She gets so over the wedding part and right on to the grandkids.
She's been pressuring you now for a while on that.
Well, she's so into it. And literally, Grant flew down to Florida to talk to my family and talk to my mom and dad and asked for, you know, their permission for my hand in marriage and did the whole formal thing. And he, you know, does the whole thing and talks to them about it and afterwards. And he was like, well, is there any other questions that you have for me? Or is there any other concerns that you might have? And my mom goes, yeah, kids. And he's like, oh, yeah, definitely. That's in the, you know, that's
mom
in the
doesn't
plan,
care about eloping for the wedding. She wants to make sure there's a honeymoon that's going to happen.
Exactly.
Hey, Natalie, good morning. You're on the Burt Show.
Hey, good morning. I just wanted to say congratulations, Jen. I've been pulling for you, went through this on the other side, and it's so much better. And definitely, elope. My husband and I did that. It was our second marriage. We got married on the beach in Belize. We did, like the other guest caller, you know, came back, had a reception with our family and friends. It was a real wedding. You know, the flowers on the beach, minister. We had came back, had pictures, DVD, and we had just a great celebration with everybody when we came back. No stress, and just enjoyed every minute.
Even texture of the calls are different now, because we've talked about eloping before on the show, but generally it's in relation to a first-time wedding. And when we do that, most of the calls, like 80% of the calls, are don't do it. You're going to hurt your family. You're putting aside one of the greatest memories of your life. But on the second one, everybody's like, just get it done. Hey, Samantha, good morning. You're on the Burt Show.
Good morning, guys.
Hey.
Hi. Well, Jen, I was going to tell you, I've done over 400 weddings, and I've seen a lot of second marriages, and either an intimate or an elopement, usually for the bride and groom, is more special. You just get a different feeling from the ceremonies. So do what you want to do. This is your chance. You know, the first time everybody tells you what to do, I think the second time you should go for it. Do what you want to do.
So your suggestion, though, is go ahead and elope?
I would. If that's where she's going and want to keep it more intimate, I'd say go for it.
Cool. Thank you.
Yeah, the calls are so different on the second marriage.
I mean, I'm for you eloping as long as you have a reception just so we can all drink.
Right.
Okay.
Sounds good. That's all we're concerned about is free booze.
Or she can tell you when they're going to elope and then you can drink at the time that they're doing
that. But I want Jeff to do like the funky chicken with my grandma. Come on, Jeff.
Na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na- I've never seen you speechless.
That's how all these side relationships start. Starts with a funky chicken at a wedding before you know you're hooking up with grandma.
Me doing the funky chicken with your grandma is a panty dropper. So I'm just warning you.
For you or for her?
I don't wear panties anymore.
Hey, The Bird Show.
Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Must be 18 plus. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 100% match on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.